Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like you're living up to your potential, or do you feel like you might have hit a roadblock or a stumble? You know, you're stumbling somewhere along the way. Well, our next guest is Toby Needleman, and she's going to talk about how you can get past those roadblocks, unlock your true potential, and live your lives with purpose, passion, and meaning. And we're going to talk about the keys to audacious aging, growing younger, and making the rest of your life the best of your life. Toby, welcome, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Bill. I'm delighted to be here with you, and welcome to your callers as well.
Well, thank you, and you're joining us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I see.
I am. Rainy, cold Philadelphia.
Well, welcome, and we'll bring you a little bit of California warmth for the next 20 minutes. Thanks for joining us. Toby, tell us a little bit about you and your practice and how you work with individuals and that type of thing.
Sure. I've been a psychologist for 40 years now. I first started with traditional psychology, which worked on problems and what was wrong with us. And then the science of positive psychology got born, and it studied the science of success, flourishing, what makes people thrive. And that is what I've been doing for the past 35 years. I came to a time in my life where I had a kind of personal crisis or awakening. And it was after 35 years of helping clients live lives flourishing. I woke up one day and realized I was close to my 66th birthday, and I didn't have a plan, a path, or even a direction for my own life going forward. So I definitely knew what I didn't want. I didn't want to feel irrelevant. I didn't want to feel old. So I thought, retire or rewire. Retire to me sounded like a retreaded tire at that time, and rewire. I've been teaching clients to rewire their brains for success for years. But rewire to what? I didn't know what I wanted to do going forward. I didn't know who I wanted to be. I couldn't answer my own question, what's next for me? What I did know is that I couldn't figure it out by myself and that I needed a mentor. So I researched the most successful transformational coaches of our time and chose two whose work resonated the most with me. Mary Morrissey, who's developed the Dream Builder technology that's transformed the lives of thousands of people worldwide, and Jack Canfield, who I'm sure you know is America's number one success coach. And I've added the best tools and strategies of theirs to my own life with great success and to my own work. So now many of my clients are already successful people, often conscious entrepreneurs who want to prepare for an extraordinary future. So for your listeners today, go on.
Well, I was going to say that's fantastic, and a lot of our listeners are in that situation where they're saying, you know, I do want to rewire. I can't picture the idea of retirement. Maybe I'll take a deep breath and sleep in for a day or two, maybe a week, and then it's then what? Then what do I do next? So it's a good topic, and I'm glad you're with us today.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
So for those of your listeners who want to create a quantum leap in their health, vitality, fulfillment, I'd like to share some strategies for designing the life going forward and delivering the very, very best years you can imagine. So if that sounds good, I'll begin.
Let's start there. Where do we begin?
Okay. That's what I'm in the business of, teaching you to create your dreams into real-time reality. So first we have to create the vision of the life that you would love. Without that, without a clearly defined vision, the results you want in the areas of health, relationships, career, creative expression, and time and money freedom, you will live by your current mental operating system, your mental program, and create the exact same level of results you already have. Our thoughts and beliefs powerfully affect our biology, our health, our success. And as we get older, many of us have a vision of decline. This is absolutely not necessary. Getting older is inevitable. Aging is optional. The fields of neuroscience and epigenetics are teaching us that our previous views of aging are inaccurate. We can actually rewire our hearts and our brains for success. We can also affect our cellular health, which genes get expressed and which genes don't.
Okay, what you're saying is that we can affect our outcome. It starts with our mind and our mindset. We don't have to buy into this notion that maybe we thought how it was going to be, because things have changed quite a bit too, haven't they?
Absolutely. And the way that we really begin to reprogram is we tap into a higher mental faculty, our imagination. We create the vision from our imagination. This is currently used and very undervalued. I mean, many of your listeners, I'm sure, can remember playing as a child Superman, astronaut, princess. Most of us can, because the imagination is an inherent creative faculty. We're born with this capacity, but then it gets trained out of us. I was probably in second grade by the time I was told to stop daydreaming and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But Albert Einstein told us that the imagination is the preview, the coming attraction of your life. So it's our imagination. Let's create it any way we want. Athletes know this. Olympic athletes all know this. This is how they do it. First, they create a crystal clear vision of their goal, the results they want, for example, a gold medal. Then they infuse that goal with high-intensity emotion. Not only do they picture the gold medal in their mind, they picture themselves receiving it. And this is a secret here. They imagine the future result even though it hasn't happened yet. They hear the roar of the crowd as the medal's placed over their head. They feel the power and exhilaration as they raise their arms in that victory posture. They repeat this process over and over and over again in their imagination. This teaches their body and their brain what success feels like and teaches the brain body to expect it. We can do this too. The field of neuroscience is teaching us so much now. It's the process of infusing our desires with intense feelings. It's what triggers the chemical interaction between the neurons in the brain, and your entire brain-body system then believes it's already happened. This is how we rewire for success. We actually reprogram and repattern. This is so exciting to me. It's crucial. Without reprogramming, we have an exceedingly strong tendency to revert back to our old patterns of thinking, and we create the same level of results that we've always created.
Great information. Now, what about for the individual that says that's all well and good, but I don't know what's next for me?
So we will talk about audacious aging, and we'll figure that out. How's that?
Okay, so there's a process to daydream about what that, maybe find that passion. I think that's where a lot of people are stuck, is they're saying, I know I don't, you know, maybe I'm going to be out of my business. I'm going to be, you know, I have a routine I've been used to doing, and my life's going to change, and I just am not sure what my passion might be.
That's right. And I take a month, actually, for you to begin to define what it is that you would love based on if you could believe it was possible. We have to cultivate that imagination, and we have to really discover. Maybe by the end of our talk today, I'll tell you about a 90-year-old man who discovered his passion, that there's a wonderful process to do it. So really what I think I would like to say, just for a minute, imagine what you think about your image of getting older, perhaps losing vitality, losing brain cells, forgetting things, losing your identity or relevance after retirement, perhaps losing your physical and sexual desirability. So what we do is go into the field of the imagination and make a decision to change your view of aging, make a decision to create a picture of how you want to age, make a decision to create a picture of who you want to be, a picture of what you want to accomplish, a picture of the nature of the relationships you'll have, of you discovering and unlocking your unique gifts and talents, and create a picture of what you would love to give and share. And then you feel the visceral feeling of joy and aliveness that you have within you. And you feel it, and I invite you to memorize that feeling, re-feel it 3 times a day, and that's the exact medicine your body needs. It will reward you with increased cellular health. So
understanding how your body will react, but you have to believe it before you achieve it is what I hear you saying, and you have to reinforce that frequently. So a clear vision that you reinforce to create a reaction in your body that this has already happened. We're just going through the motions to get towards it at this point. Is that what it boils down
to?
Perfect.
Very, very well said. Imagine it, believe it, feel it, and you're actually training your mind-body system. But to actually design the right program for you, the right purpose, does require another whole conversation. Maybe we can do that at another time.
Because
certainly. We design it. Then I give you a 5-point test to make sure that it's really the right vision for you. Each of us will have a different vision and what gives us passion. There's a very simple practice that people could start right now and maybe get on the path. Would that be a good idea to talk about?
Yeah. Tell us about that, because I'd like to know, if I wanted to do something now to improve my health and longevity, what can I do about that? What's a simple practice?
Okay, I've got the best one ever. Be grateful now for what you do have. Be grateful for the health that you do have, the money that is in the bank account, and be grateful in advance for the person you're becoming as you grow into your aspirational self. This can be for very simple things, but you really have to feel it. So I said I live on the East Coast. One of my favorite things that I'm really grateful for is my really cozy down comforter. Oh, I love it. So, but there's a really big bonus when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's an extraordinary health benefit by elevating your emotion this way for 10 minutes a day. You elevate your immune system. That's right. Gratitude acts as an anti-inflammatory. It's the chemical feedback of your emotions, positive or negative, that signals your genes up for health or down for disease. It's also true that the negative feelings of guilt or anger or unworthiness keep signaling the genes to wear down. We, with our mind, have the power to affect our gene expression. So I'm not going to say give up your Advil yet, but I would definitely try bathing yourself in a healthy dose of gratitude. I actually prescribe this to my clients to do it twice a day. Myself, I do it first thing in the morning before I put my feet on the floor. It sets the tone for my day, and I do it again when I put my head on the pillow, and this creates the perfect mindset for me to have a peaceful, restful night's sleep.
Those are great tips, and that is a great idea to start your day with gratitude and end it with gratitude. Certainly sets the tone for the day and, as you said, for a restful sleep. So tell us a success story, would you please?
Oh, I'd love to. I picked a fascinating one, I think. It starts out with a 55-year-old attorney, actually named Bill, who came in asking me for advice dealing with a partnership discord regarding a pending merger. He handled this so well that he took some of the principals home to his family and increased the quality of the relationship with his wife, the quality of being with one another that they hadn't experienced in many, many years. But the real kicker is Bill's dad. He noticed that his son was less stressed and more relaxed and spending more quality time with him, and he asked what was going on. So Bill told him he'd been speaking with a life coach. And much to his surprise, Dad asked. Bill had said, you know, he was paying much more attention to what really mattered to him. And I think that's what tuned in his dad. And he asked if he could speak with me also. And I actually got a call from Dad, a 90-year-old gentleman who had recently lost his wife and moved to an assisted living facility. He asked if he could help. If I could help him figure out what's next for him. You know, I love that question, and I was so struck with the energy of that question under the circumstances that I actually surprised myself, and I said I'd love to. So I asked him, what do you remember about your past that gave you the most joy, the most fulfillment? So he thought about it for about a week, and our next call, he told me that he was an engineer, and he worked a lot of hours. And didn't get a chance to spend that much time at home with his children when they were young. So it was his responsibility to get them to bed. I think he had 4 or 5 children. He would tell them bedtime stories, but he didn't read from a book. He made them up, and he found this was the most memorable for him. He not only got tremendous joy from this, but so did his children. Sometimes they participated and changed the endings. They really enjoyed the bonding, the fun, and the creativity of those very, very special times together. He told me that he did it again with some of his grandchildren. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. That's great.
And that's when he had an aha moment, and he said to me, do you think I could write a children's book? So I asked, you know, follow the joy, give it a shot. To make a long story short, it turns out that not only is he a good writer, but a good illustrator, and he's having so much fun that he's on his second book, and he's now meeting with a publisher.
That's
a
great.
A caretaker at his home said that he's so alive and excited that he's on the phone. He's at the phone 15 minutes early waiting for our call.
Oh, that's fantastic. Toby, we're running short on time, but I wanted to ask you about, you had an offer for our listeners, and I wanted to make sure that we get that out there and then tell them how to get in touch with you.
Okay. I think I want to say that first is a really well-known quote from Goethe that I love, and it's, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. The boldness has a genius, power, and magic. So if you want to get in touch with me, if you know there's something you're meant to do, be, give, or have, if you know that you have a talent you've been too afraid to cultivate or share, if you're longing for more fulfillment or meaning in life, become a dream builder. Check out the website, www.tobyneedleman.lifemasteryinstitute.com. Or shoot me an email at toby.needleman@gmail.com. And for the first 5 listeners who mention the Exit Coach, I'm offering a fully complimentary, no-obligation consultation and discovery session valued at $350.
That is very generous. That's very generous of you, and it's been a real treasure and pleasure to talk with you and hear your insights. Positive psychology and life success is something we all can use more of. And Toby Needleman, I really want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure. I want to go deeper on some of these topics with you in a future interview if possible. And I look forward to the next time we speak.
Thanks so much, Bill. Bye, all.
Bye. Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.